You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Four students were injured in a school shooting Monday at Madison Junior Senior High School in Butler County. Police say a 14-year-old male is in custody. Two students are said to have been shot and two others were injured. All are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. Coordinator of School and Community Relations A.J. Huff says students and staff have had training on how to deal with an active shooter situation.
We do these drills quite often, so we were immediately able to lock down all the classrooms. Doors are locked. Our exterior doors are always locked. We then communicated this to the elementary as well. Any students who were outside that we needed to get inside, we did that immediately, and everyone stayed in place until we received the all clear from Butler County.
Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones says the suspect was apprehended while fleeing the school.
We do have the shooter in custody at this time. He's being questioned. He ran from the school, threw his weapon down. We retrieved the weapon. We're reviewing and tagging the crime scene at this point, which is the cafeteria and the school.
Jones says authorities believe they know a motive but aren't releasing details. Our partners at WCPO spoke with 11th grade student Zaid Ahmed, who said he was walking by the cafeteria at the time of the shooting.
So all of a sudden I hear bang, and I thought it was just, you know, someone dropped a tray or something, because that always happens. You hear bang, and then maybe pause for like 5 seconds, and then bang, 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 bang. It was total of four shots.
Students were sent home early. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.